Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And on the air this evening in for Guguletu Mfupi is Tshepiso Makwetla. Guguletu is out today, but she will be back. Let's continue with our look at the election outcome and what remains in terms of the uncertainty. We've been looking at the figures of various studies that have been done about how many people voted and for whom they voted. What we haven't spoken about, though, is the number of Gen Zs or millennials that live paycheck to paycheck who would have loved to see a government that will deal with some of these challenges. We know that the youth form the highest demographic and the most impacted, especially by unemployment. Some of them are unable to graduate because they don't even have the money to pay for their certification. Deloitte's 2024 Gen Z's Millennial Survey Report is looked at for us by Lungile Mahluza, Chief People Officer at Deloitte South Africa. A very good evening to you. Thank you so much for speaking to us. So 47% of Gen Z correspondents from South Africa reveals that their top concerns are unemployment, while 37% say it's about the cost of living. And it continues to rise, the unemployment and the cost of a livelihood. Tell us more about just how stark these figures are.
Good evening, Tshepiso, and thanks for having me. As you mentioned, the Gen Z and Millennial Survey is one of our sort of key, I suppose, pieces of research, and is in its 13th edition. It does cover a wide range of Gen Z and Millennials from across the globe, but specifically in the context of Africa, we cover Nigeria and South Africa. And as you mentioned, certainly the concerns that are coming to the fore are around things like unemployment, the cost of living, economic growth. And those themes are fairly consistent, whether we look at Gen Z or millennials. Slight differences in terms of the South Africa outlook versus their global counterparts. But I suppose what is interesting is that at the time at which the survey was done, there was the sense of cautious optimism around potential change. And I suppose we could link that to some expectation in terms of elections and election outcomes, as an example.
And when you do these studies, these surveys of what differentiates Gen Z and millennials, for instance, whether it be the context under which they're living or what their desires are, what do you look at? What are the parameters?
So we do look at a couple of different demographics in terms of Gen Z and millennials. So firstly, just in terms of how we have defined Gen Z, it would be anyone who's sort of 19 to 29, so born, sort of January 95 to December 2005. And then millennials typically would be in your age category of 30 to 41. Now, certain studies might take, slightly different parameters in terms of that. But we would look at things like the demographics from a socioeconomic perspective. We would look at things like, where they are of working age, what industries. We would look at demographics like gender as an example of some of the demographics that we would look at in defining these cohorts.
And I mentioned education in the introduction earlier on. What have been the changes, the trends, particularly reading a study not so long ago saying that the insistence of employers of certification has not necessarily seen the value of that education go up, as in the pay rise for the people who have even higher qualifications?
So, I mean, I guess the key trends that the report talks to in terms of higher education is we do see that in the context of South Africa, that the desire for, let's say degrees and formal education remains something that is quite important. However, things like financial constraints in terms of access, Trajectory, as you mentioned as well, in terms of, you know, people seeking alternate career paths and hoping that higher education will contribute to that. However, you do reference the point that there isn't always a correlation between that and pay. And I suppose, you know, some of the data points to look at there is the constraints that a lot of employers are under, given the sort of economic dynamics that we are looking at in the country. But we do also see that in terms of this cohort and the desire for education, that is something that seems to continue unabated. Perhaps the other thing just to talk to is this notion increasingly of a focus on skills and building skills as opposed to focusing purely on, you know, jobs and degrees. And that is a global trend that we are seeing in terms of skills and certifications and the like.
Another interesting thing I see, according to your report, that the percentage of respondents who've rejected an assignment or potential employer based on their personal ethics or beliefs, how does that match up between Gen Zs and millennials? And also give us the global picture of that.
So what we are seeing is, and the theme that you're touching on is this theme around what we'd call a purpose. And I suppose purpose is something that is incredibly subjective, but broadly, how we've defined it is it really comes down to working for organizations who focus on a purpose beyond profit. So some of the things that we are seeing definitely coming into the fore from a global perspective is, you know, the link to things like organizations that take action on certain societal matters, you know, particularly rights of minorities as an example. We are also seeing climate action as something that is coming increasingly to the fore. Now, I must say that if we look at sort of where that ranks globally versus, let's say, South African Gen Zs, globally, taking action around things like climate change ranked in the top three globally. So for Gen Z, about 20% of Gen Zs, you know, ranked things like climate change and the link to purpose and personal ethics. We're not seeing that carrying through to the same extent in South Africa. And I think that just is really a function of, let's say, the different sort of parameters and dynamics that are at play, where the priority really is more around sort of the economic outlook and the personal impact of the cost of living and unemployment and economic growth.
Lungile, thank you so much for your time and sharing those insights with us. Lungile Mahluza, Chief People Officer at Deloitte South Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.